All right. Please help me welcome our speaker tonight, Bob Kay from the Octus Group in Philly, PA.
My name is Bob, and I'm an alcoholic. And I want to thank everybody for being here tonight, and thanks, Sarah, for asking me. And it's an honor and privilege to be up here and to drive up here. And, you know, it's funny, but I was just looking at the text, getting the address, and there was like a mix-up with dates and all when she asked me. And she's like, she said something like, I'm the worst booker ever, you know what I mean, or something like that. And I don't know how you could do that, you know what I mean, because you can't be the worst because you're dealing with people like me. You know what I mean? It's an honor and privilege to be here right now, but like 5 hours ago, it wasn't. You know what I mean? Like 5 hours ago, it was like, you know, 3 o'clock. I'm at work. I'm a mailman, so it's busy. You know what I mean? Monday's a busy day. I don't think I'm going to get done. My boss won't let me leave. I can't believe I got to come all the way up there. Don't these people know I got to work? Like, it's just like, you know what I mean? And that's my disease constantly at me. You know what I mean? It's my thinking. You know what I mean? Like, once I got here, once I walked into this room, once I see the people sitting in this room, once I feel like I felt comfortable since I walked into the room. You know what I mean? I'm kind of a weird person when it comes to AA. Sometimes I get into a room and I can just feel it here. And then the people want to make the room. And, you know, it's an honor to be here. You know what I mean? Like I said, 5 hours ago it wasn't, but once I get amongst yous, I'm amongst people like myself. That's something I never found before, you know what I mean? I come from, October 23rd, 1986, I believe God separated me from alcohol. You know what I mean? October 22nd, I didn't have a desire to stop drinking. No desire. I didn't want to stop drinking. Situation and circumstances. Winter was coming and I was homeless. Is the only reason I went away somewhere. And, like I said, I didn't have a desire to stop drinking. And, I believe I'm an alcoholic, real alcoholic. I believe I was alcoholic before I picked up a drink. You can't prove it until I picked up the drink. But once I picked up that drink, you know what I mean, it did for me. Like, I come from a good family, mom and dad. My dad took us on vacations. Mother, a good stay-home mom, you know what I mean, took care of us, gave us what we wanted. My dad took us on vacation, showed up for everything we did, you know what I mean, but I just never felt comfortable with them. You know, I never felt safe. Like, a lot of people say it's puberty, you say what you want to say about it, but like I can't remember ever feeling ease. You know what I mean? Not so much safe, but ease with myself, with the people around me. You know, I never felt comfortable in school, never felt comfortable at home. You know what I mean? And, I picked up a drink at a young age, and that's what it did. You know what I mean? That day I picked up that drink walking home from school with all them a little bit older kids, you know what I mean, is the day I believe, you know what I mean? I drank alcoholically from my first drink to my last drink. The progression of the disease just picked up. You know what it did for me that day and the magic it gave to me, I'd never be the same again. You know what I mean? That's what differentiates me from the people that ain't like me. You know what I mean? And like I said, I picked up that, like, I came from a good family. I picked up that drink and I blew up. You know what I mean? I got not, I finally showed up at Alcoholics Anonymous. I was 22 years old. You know what I mean? And just terrible, terrible misery, and it's not even my misery so much. It's all the pain I caused other people. Like, I was just thinking, like, on the way up here, you know what I mean? I thank the guys from my home group coming up there to listen to me every Wednesday, and they still drive up here with me to hear me. My son just read, you know what I mean? And that's an honor and a privilege. Celebrating 3 years of sobriety on Friday, and, you know what I mean? If you would have told me 5 years ago my son would be sitting in a room in Alcoholics Anonymous reading before I'd speak, or we go to commitments together, that would have been a disgrace. You know what I mean? I would have failed as a father. And but now it's an honor and privilege to come to an AA room with them. You know what I mean? I come hear him speak. He comes hear me speak. My wife's in the program. You know what I mean? She has 27 years sobriety. And I got a daughter, too. You know what I mean? None of them ever seen me drink. My wife never seen me drink. My daughter never seen me drink. My son never seen me drink. And my daughter ain't one of us. You know what I mean? And she's like the oddball out now. She can drink successfully, you know what I mean, and but like she can go out and drink and come home and not have that effect like it does to us, and it's just funny to see, you know what I mean. Like, we're standing around my kitchen and like there's three of us talking, she's just standing there, and it's just funny. But like I said, I picked up that drink at like a young age, And it was magic. You know what I mean? The effect produced by alcohol is what I drank for. You know what I mean? I don't know. I hear a lot of people talk like they drank and it was just, you know, it was cool. It was whatever. It just did something to me. You know what I mean? It just made me feel like I always wanted to feel, like I never could feel. And then, like I said, I came from a loving family. You know what I mean? We were on vacation. Everybody loved. You know, it was nice. I just never felt that connection. But when I picked up that drink, you know what I mean? It was what I was looking for. I can't say my whole life. I was like, what, 12 years old? And from that point on, though, I just had to pick up a drink. You know what I mean? I just had a drink. Like, it was every thought I had went towards that. You know what I mean? Like, there was no more school. There was no more athletics. There was no more nothing. You know what I mean? I just constantly always thought about it. My mind just raced on it. And, you know, I drank whenever I could. And you know what's funny? Like I see all the people, like the kids I grew up with, like, a lot of them, like, they stopped drinking when it got close to, like, time to be in. You know what I mean? And I would want to. I didn't want to get in trouble. I didn't want to stop, but I would have to drink, and then I wouldn't go home. And then, you know what I mean? It just kept going for me, and I'm grateful today for that. You know what I mean? I was 16 years old when I went to my first rehab. I went to White Deer right up in the mountains. You know, I got caught taking money from my parents and some other things, and I was in school, and I was already seeing a school counselor. I was already seeing a psychiatrist. Like, you know, that question that I always ask myself, like, what's wrong with me? Once I picked up a drink, I didn't have that question no more. I was fine. Everybody else started asking that question, what's wrong with you? You know what I mean? And I was fine now. You know what I mean? I saw a psychiatrist, like, I don't know, 14 years old. My first rehab, 16, they sent me up to White Deer Run and up in the Poconos, up in Allentown. You know, I went there and I got there and I didn't think I was an alcoholic. I was too young. I was too this. This one did this. This one looked like this. Like I didn't hear nothing. I spent 60 days up there and the only thing I did was I made ashtrays. I learned how to play ping pong. That's really about it. Christmas time we went and chopped down a tree and. But that's all I took out of that place. You know what I mean? I can't even say. I mean, the seed might have been planted. I might have heard about Alcoholics Anonymous. But back then, like Alcoholics Anonymous for me, like from the time I was 16 to 22 when I came, it was just a place to come to rest up for me. And I hate to say that. You know what I mean? But that's the truth. I was in I think like five or six detoxes, four rehabs, just in that 6-year period. You know what I mean? I ain't the kind of person that goes out and drinks and. I could last, you know what I mean? I go out and drink, I blow up, you know what I mean? And I'm in a place again in another couple months, and I just never seen it, you know what I mean? I just couldn't say. But like all the wreckage that I caused, like, you know what I mean? Like my mom and dad sent me to my first rehab, and I'm not saying I talk what they talk, but I'm acting like I want to be sober. I'm like, hey, this is great. And this counselor has a family session and tells my mom and dad, well, he ain't did nothing here, he's just... So they sent me to another place. They drove me all the way to Youngstown, Ohio. So that started another journey. And I was out in Youngstown, Ohio, when I was in AA. I was like 17 years old, and people were old. You know what I mean? Like I am now. And I just didn't connect. I just didn't see that. You know what I mean? I couldn't get what you people had. I didn't even want what you had. And I came home, you know what I mean? I told my mom and dad to let me come home. And I stayed sober out there that time, you know what I mean? I went to meetings. I sat in meetings with people, and I spoke for 90 days. And I talked a big drug message. And some old-timer came up to me right after the meeting and told me, you know, and he said it to me respectful. That's why I don't talk about drugs in my story. You know what I mean? I'm going to say that in passing. I just said that. But, you know, he came up to me and told me, you know what I mean? You're the future of AA. Try to keep it in a bottle. And he was respectful. He didn't beat me down. He didn't tell me how to leave. He didn't tell me none of that stuff. He showed me love. I didn't stay sober after that. But to this day, I remember that man doing that to me. And, you know what I mean? I went home, and I'm going to make meetings. I'm going to do all these things. And I didn't do none. I think the first day back, I went out. My mom and dad's like, oh, you're going to go to them the meetings? Because where I live, there's a clubhouse right up, well, not that far away from my house. And one of our neighbors were in AA, and he's like, why don't you go up with him? I'm like, no, I'll be all right. And I didn't ever make it to that meeting. You know what I mean? I didn't, like I see now, I know now, looking in hindsight, I had no defense against that drink. You know what I mean? I had nothing. Like I said, I didn't even have a desire to stop drinking. And, you know, and it just started a vicious cycle for me, like in and out of institutions. You know what I mean? When I get out, this kind of guy, you know what I mean? Like, everything gets good on the outside, I'm good. You know what I mean? I get new shoes, I get a little job, a little girlfriend, a car. I'm doing good, maybe 4 or 5, maybe 6 months, hanging in there, talking to you people, being around you, and you know, and then the thought comes, and I have nothing to stop it. You know what I mean? I'm irritable, restless, discontent. I can't even say it. You know what I mean? I think everything's okay. You know what I mean? But, like, I remember I first get sober, and it'd be like, he's like, coming out here would be great. You see the trees and nature. It's like, wow, you never seen this before. You know what I mean? Within a couple weeks, all that beauty's gone. I can't see nothing. That beat-up car I got that I just loved, it's like, oh, my God, this car is so nice. A couple weeks, it's a hunk of crap. You know what I mean? Because just the way I start to see. I put that drink down, and I might see things clear up. I clear up a little bit. But sooner or later, you know what I mean? It says that my disease doesn't get better. It always gets worse. You know what I mean? And within a couple weeks, couple months, whatever it is, like I don't see life good. I don't see this good. My mom and dad's a pain. I couldn't wait for them to embrace you back, and then a couple weeks you can't stand them. You know what I mean? And I just got a drink. You know what I mean? I can't stop that. And I tried numerous things. You know what I mean? I went to church, therapy. Like I said, psychiatrist they sent me to. It was just like, I'm always trying to change the brands. Like it says in there, I try to change this. I try to do this. I try to, like, you know what I mean? If you're not a real alcoholic, you don't have to try not to drink. You know what I mean? And I never got that. And like I said, October 22nd, I went back to Young. Well, before that, I went back to Youngstown, Ohio, because like I had some success out there. I stayed sober for a little bit, and I went out there and I stayed sober for a couple months, and I came home. I started drinking out there. You know what I mean? Like, the place I never drank, the only people I knew was AA. You know what I mean? I found the people that did what I did, drank like I did, and I found them people out there. I didn't even know nobody out there, and all of a sudden I'm with people. You know what I mean? Because that's just the kind of person I am. I can go to, like, the middle of the woods and find someone that's just like me if I really want to. And, you know, I come back and I'm homeless. I have nothing but a trash bag of clothes. And like, I tell this story because now, like, I can remember it now. I can remember that loneliness I felt. Like, I got off the Greyhound bus down 17th and Market. I had a trash bag of clothes, a six-pack of beer. I don't know, it was like 8 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning. I don't know if anybody knows downtown Philadelphia. They got the clothespin right there. And I was sitting on that wall right underneath the clothespin. And, you know, I just... Like, when Abby comes visits Bill remembers what Abby said to him. We couldn't stop drinking after that. But that moment, I believe, like, you know what I mean? I look back at my life now, that was like a turning point for me. Because, you know what, I was drunk, and I still couldn't get rid of that loneliness no more. All them things the alcohol were doing for me, I still felt it. I couldn't get rid of that loneliness. You know what I mean? It just gnawed at me sitting in front of that clothespin. And it's funny, too, because, like, I say that story a lot. My wife went out and bought me one of these big clothespins, and it's in my meditation room that I never use. But it used to be in my bedroom. And I used to wake up and look at that. You know what I mean? And standing here tonight with you, I can keep that thought green. I can remember that pain. You know what I mean? But when I didn't have no defense, that pain never stopped me from drinking. You know what I mean? And that's what I learned in Alcoholics Anonymous. You know, that pain. I could sit here now and remember, but did it ever stop me one of them times? Did I ever think back when I wanted to drink, like, oh, my God, look what he did to your mom and dad. Oh, my God, look what he did to your brothers and sisters. How did they even have a life? Because I'm the oldest, and I'm just wreaking havoc on everything, and everything's revolved around me and getting me help and getting me out of this and getting me out of that jam. What did they get? And none of them thoughts ever came to my mind. And like I said, I got that Greyhound bus, and my mom and dad wanted nothing to do with me, brothers and sisters. You know, my mom and dad were right past me on this road up in Northeast Philly, right by my home group, as a matter of fact. Because I walked up there because I thought maybe they'd see me and feel bad for me, or maybe my brothers and sisters would see me and, like, give me a couple bucks. And they were right past me. And there was nobody left in my life. So it's funny. I got sent away when I was 16 to White Deer Run, and a school counselor did that for me. Like, I went to North Catholic High School in Philly, and a school counselor, I got caught doing something I shouldn't be doing in school, and they sent me to this counselor, and I had to go there once a week. And so that's the only person. She sent me to my first rehab, so I had no other place to go. I didn't know where to go. I wasn't going to AA because AA don't work. You know what I mean? It's wintertime. Winter's coming. It's October. I need a place to stay. And so I show back up at the school, and I'm going to Sayre, and it's, you know, like most people go back to their high school success, you know, maybe career day or something. I probably took a shower in about 3 months, like maybe 3 or 4 weeks. You know what I mean? I have nothing. I am nothing. And I walked through that school, and I was just like, you know, just all the things. Like, now when I sit back here, remember today, and I take a look at it, and this woman helped me. I had to go get on welfare back, like welfare, because I had nothing. And they would pay for a long-term treatment center. But I had to wait for a couple days because I didn't have no ID. I had to go get Social Security or all that stuff. And I just happened to run into my uncle one day. The only person in my life, I got one person left in my life that will pick me up, take me home. And he took me to his house, and he said, like, you could stay here, but, like, in the morning when we all leave, you got to go. You know what I mean? Then you can come home because, you know, he knew what would happen if he left. So I did that for a couple of days. And the day I was going to detox, October 22nd, he's like, oh, well, why don't you stay here, take a shower. You know what I mean? You're going away, take a shower, rest up, and then take your time. And I robbed him. You know what I mean? And I took from him. Last person in my life, you know what I mean? And I didn't want to, you know what I mean? That's the funny thing about it. It's like, you know, I got a firm resolution that I am not going to take this, I'm not going to hurt these people no more, and I can't stop once that thought comes. I have no power against that thought. I'll do anything and I'll hurt anybody. I love them. I love my mom and dad. I love everybody, but they don't stop me from drinking. You know what I mean? And I robbed them, and I walked all the way up to that detox, and I got in there, and like I said, I had no desire to stop drinking. I drank my way all the way there. I got there. I went to the emergency room, so I don't count my date until the 23rd. I had to go through the emergency room, and I was like 105 pounds, beat up, just destroyed, emotionally wrecked. But it's funny, like, I didn't want to stop drinking. You know what I mean? Like, I remember I was walking up Frankfurt Avenue one day, I don't know, maybe like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, and I looked in this storefront window. I had two black eyes. I'm beating my pants. I'm so skinny, my pants pockets are touching together on my butt, and dirty, and I'm like, it ain't this bad. You know what I mean? That's a disease. It ain't this bad. It'll be all right. You'll break out of this somehow. You know what I mean? I always thought I could think my way out of my problems. You know what I mean? And it's just funny. So I went into this detox, and I got in there, and you know what I mean? They took me upstairs to the detox, and I got in there, and I'm laying in bed, and I'm just thinking, like, my God. Because the first thing I do is, like, when I go to a room, like, back then, I have to disassociate myself from your people. You know what I mean? I'm different from your people. And I walked in there, and it's like, you know, I'm like, I was like, oh, my God, look at all these crackheads. I'm not like these people. And I just always was, you know what I mean? Someone was always worse than me. I didn't want to stay sober. But the thing with welfare, like I said, I had a check coming. I had to go meet this. I had to go for an interview for this long-term treatment center. Like, I had no place to live, and so I had to go for this interview. So the day I was getting out of detox, I was supposed to be picked up by this woman to take me to get my welfare check and then go to this interview. And I'm sitting there. I've been sober 4 days now, and I start thinking. I'm like, well, I can go get a drink. Go get that welfare check, get a drink, then she'll pick me up and go there. You know what I mean? I need a drink to take, you know, calm my nerves. Like, you think I'd be getting interviewed for, like, a big job at NASA or something. You know what I mean? It's a long-term treatment center. It'll take anybody. But I got to that welfare office that day and showed them the only ID I really had, my welfare ID. And the checks weren't ready until 2 o'clock. And they said 11 o'clock. I know they said 11 o'clock because I was down there, like, 11:02. It was 2 o'clock, so I couldn't do that. You know what I mean? And looking back now, that's God working in my life. You know what I mean? If that check was there that day, I don't know where I'd be. You know what I mean? Who knows? Who knows? And that's the beauty of it. You know what I mean? Like that power came into my life that day. Did I want to stop drinking? No. I got to this long-term treatment center, and I'm doing what people tell me to do. I'm looking at everybody. I'm comparing myself to you still. You know what I mean? I ain't that bad. I'm worried about just craziness. And I don't know, I just started, a guy from AA coming there, it was an older man, so he had the commitment for like 6 months. And I can't even remember his name. I couldn't even tell you his name. He started talking, and I don't believe that I surrendered to alcohol. I believe alcohol surrendered me. You know what I mean? I believe that I was at that point where I sat there and I looked. This old man was talking like, you know, he had to be at least 60, 70. And when he was talking, I'd sit there and shake my head and agree with what he's saying. You know, I could relate to somebody for once. You know, I finally was beaten enough just to hear a little bit of what was going on. People died to stay. I was there for like 10 and a half months. And I went to a lot of meetings. You know what I mean? got a sponsor. But it's funny, like they did a fourth and fifth step, and you had to do it with your counselor. It was a woman. And I really hated her, too. But like, you know what I mean? Like looking back now, like there was nobody with a big book when I came in here. There was no one saying this is how you do the steps out of the big book. There was no one, you know what I mean, showing me anything, you know. Like mostly, I'm not saying everything. Maybe this is what I heard now, was you just don't drink and you make a meeting. But this woman gave me a fourth and fifth step, and I think it was a Hazelman fourth step. And I started writing stuff in there. You know what I mean? I started taking a look at stuff in there. And did I get the relief? I think I did. You know what I mean? Because I used to sit in this, it was a little balcony. I was on the second floor. There was a little balcony, and I used to sit there and look at this big Bally sign for the casinos. And I'd be like, man, I'm going to save up a little bit of this welfare money. And when I get out of here, spring will be here. I'm going to head down to the casinos. And I don't know how that thought left. I don't know when it left. But I just know one day sitting there staring at that sign, that thought didn't even come in my mind. You know what I mean? It was just removed from me. You know what I mean? And from this day on, you know, it was a long time ago. You know what I mean? The thought of a drink maybe pop in, but it was taken away that day. And I didn't even want to stay sober. I didn't want what you people had. You know what I mean? I was just beaten enough to start to hear and start to relate and start to identify and not be different. And you know what I mean? I got out of there in 10 and a half months, got a job, got into AA. And like I said, when I came in, it's not like it was nowadays, you know what I mean? That's what's so nice about Alcoholics Anonymous today. I come to rooms, I go to places to speak, or I'm just sitting in a meeting. People 22, 23, anywhere from 18 to 20-some years old. You know, I was 22 years old, I was sitting around a bunch of old-timers. You know what I mean? And which was good and all, but it was old people, you know what I mean? And it's beautiful to see how AA grew, you know what I mean? Like I said, my son, 22 years old, sober 3 years, be 25, you know what I mean? And but like I came in and I got involved in NA. Well, I kind of went to both. I know I shouldn't say both fellowships. One to socialize in AA for, you know, what I needed. And it's funny. I went to, you know, I met a girl in Alcoholics Anonymous, and she had the same amount of time as me, a month older than me. You know what I mean? Life was going good. Outside life was going good. You know what I mean? I met a girl, beautiful woman. She worked on herself. It wasn't a lot of no baggage there. It was just feeling like God put that person in my path. And you know, we got married, had two children, and I'm the kind of person, you know what I mean? Like I love what it says in the 11th step, or 10th, right, 10th before you go to the 11th, resting on my laurels. You know what I mean? That warning, and that's what I do. You know what I mean? I start to get things good on the outside because it's, you know, like when I came in here, 10th step was like I looked at it like if I was ever wrong, because I'm sober now. I just don't drink anymore. That's okay. I'm a winner today. You know what I mean? And it was good. Like God put the people in my path that I needed to be there. He gave me a wonderful life. Like for me to sit here and put it down because I didn't go through the big book would be a spit in God's face. Because God put the people there that were meant to be in my life. And you know, but like I'm the kind of person I get like I had 5 years sober. You know what I mean? I'm making meetings sometimes, maybe sticking my hand out to somebody. You know, life's good. Like my life is good on the outside. You know, that's not where recovery is. You know what I mean? Recovery isn't the house I got, the two beautiful children I got, the car I got. They're the rewards of it. You know what I mean? My recovery has to come from inside, or I can't even see what I got. You know, and that's what happened to me. You know, every couple of years, you know what I mean? I'm starting to, like, blow up. You know what I mean? Alcoholism, like, untreated alcoholism. It's coming up. The bedevilments I'm living in on page 52. You know what I mean? I'm trying to manage my life. And every time I get into that situation, I throw myself harder at my problems, thinking I'm solving them. Where I can think my way out of them, and I'm just pushing myself deeper and deeper. And what do? I go back, intensify my AA. You know what I mean? I get involved. I'm helping people. I'm shaking hands. And, you know what I mean? I try to get people through 1, 2, 3, and then I don't know how to help them no more. You know, because the fourth step I had was given to me by a counselor. Read the 12 and 12. Do these things. You know what I mean? Which was, I mean, I'm not trying to put it down, but, you know what I mean? And it's just like AA to me was, it saved my life. You know what I mean? But I just see more now today. And maybe that's all I could see back then. But like I said, I had like these collapses in AA. You know what I mean? Nervous breakdowns, whatever you want to call them. You know what I mean? But it was untreated alcoholism I see today. It was me relying on me all the time. You know what I mean? I go to a meeting, I call my sponsor, I might talk to a few people. You know what I mean? I try to help somebody, pick you up, shake your hand, give you a cup of coffee, and I'll see you later. You know what I mean? know. But that's not what was done to me, you know what I mean? Like, I started being selfish, self-centered. It was what I can get out of AA. I went to an AA meeting, like, for my medicine. You know, I'm going to be better so I can leave and do my thing. And, you know what I mean? It just didn't work, you know what I mean? And, like, my wife had miscarriages. I lost two jobs. Like, they're just the problems in life that were coming up to me. And I was always fine in them times. You know what I mean? It's just weird. You know, I get an AA, I'd be involved. And then all of a sudden, like, you know, I had 20 years sobriety, maybe 21. And, you know, and when I look at, like, I stopped turning to God. You know what I mean? There was no God no more. Like, my son, like, sitting here tonight, you know what I mean? Like, he got into addiction. And a drinker, an alcoholic. And I didn't think that should happen. Don't you know what I did? I'm a good person. I didn't drink around him. Like, I didn't even understand my own disease. You know what I mean? I thought, well, I'm going to keep him sober because I never took him around alcohol, never let people drink around him, kept him there, was always there, was always this. He ain't going to be an alcoholic. Like, I didn't even understand my own disease I had. And I was crashing. You know what I mean? And it's funny, like, you talk about, like, everybody talks about, like I like an AA now, when people talk about, like, I used to hear all them years, the drinks out there doing push-ups and drinking out there doing push-ups. My mind's doing push-ups, you know what I mean? And I got to a place with, like, I don't know, 21 years sobriety. You know what I mean? People can't talk to me no more because I get an ego. You know what I mean? Because I got 21 years. You know, I didn't see nothing about that daily reprieve. But I started being like, you know, I'm the kind of guy sitting in a meeting and I throw time hand grenades out. Like, I hear a guy, like, share real good. I'm like, okay. You know what I mean? I take that time hand grenade. I throw my time out there like that's supposed to stop what he does. You know what I mean? And it just turned bad. Like, you know what I mean? I still remember it was like, I think it was December. Sometime it was right after Thanksgiving. And, you know what I mean? I had it. But there was no thought of a drink there. I didn't think about drinking. You know what I mean? My life was still good on the outside. Like, I was going to meetings. I helped start an 11-step meeting on meditation. I'm doing all these things, but I'm not feeling them. See, that's what it is. That's where my disease is. Like, it's not outside. You know what I mean? It's all inside. You know, I can't even see the goodness in my own life no more. You know what I mean? And I took a trip up the mountains fishing, and I was up there, and it was just like I was by myself, my mom and dad's place, and I didn't think about killing myself, but, like, I was at a point, like, that loneliness that I remember sitting on that clothespin, I was at that same point in sobriety without a drink in me with 20-some years of sobriety. You know what I mean? Untreated alcoholism. And, you know, I don't know. I just prayed to God. I went home. And what's the other thing I do? I don't go to nobody in AA. Like, I got people in AA. I got a sponsor. But, like, I'm trying to tell people what to do. They're like, just don't drink. Just make a meeting. I'm like, well, I'm doing that. I couldn't even get out of my own way. You know what I mean? That stuff was not what was helping me. And so I go to a therapist, you know what I mean? Like, that's going to help. And it did, you know what I mean? I went and talked to this guy, and I got in there, and I sat on his couch, and I'm, like, telling him all my bad stuff, and he's, I don't know if he's making, he was pretty good. He helped me, you know what I mean? And but you know what happened? A guy kind of like my sponsor, you know what I mean, celebrated 30-some years of sobriety, and he had his own party, and we went back to his house afterwards. And there was this guy in AA that I knew for a lot of years now. And every time he'd share, he'd cry. He was like a sensitive guy. And he was into the steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. He was into the book of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I'd mock him. You know what I mean? He'd cry. I'd be like, oh, you're just doing that to pick up newcomers. Like, whoa, he's judging him. And I'm down in the basement with him one time. We're down in this basement at this party, and he's talking to me. And he starts crying. And I was like, he's talking to me, and he's crying. He's talking about something. I don't even know what it was. And, you know, for the first time, I was like, oh, my God, this man's going to help me. Like, God put that person in my path. And I was beat enough again, surrendered enough again, that I could see he had something that I wanted. You know, because I didn't want to feel this way. You know, I did not want to feel this way in sobriety. You're not supposed to feel this way. I got all this good stuff around me, and I can't even see it. And, you know, and I asked him to help me. You know what I mean? And he did. You know what I mean? Ever since then, I've been on fire again for Alcoholics Anonymous. I see a new way. Was the bad way bad? I don't know. I ain't going to sit here and say it was, it wasn't, whatever. But just the way I have now, you know what I mean? I feel like I have a new purpose. I got re-energized again. You know what I mean? Took me through the steps in the big book. And it was funny, though. Like, he took me through the steps in the big book, and we got to the fourth step. I'm like, I talked to that with a counselor. Like, I just wanted to see what was going on here. You know, I really didn't tell him all the stuff. And then finally I got someone I sat down and did steps with. And ever since then, like, I seen what I was missing. Like, I was the kind of guy, be like, I hear people talk about, oh, you got to hear someone's fist. That's the most spiritual thing you could do. Like, okay, I want to hear people's crap. Why don't they go pay for someone to hear it? You know what I mean? That's the kind of person I became. Because the first thing, you know, the first thing I get from me, I don't know about anybody else, the first thing that comes up in me is my ego. You know what I mean? That's the first thing that comes back in me. And, you know, and I started doing it. I started sponsoring people that way. And I started to see, like, you know, like, I got to change the perception with 20-some years of sobriety. And it's awesome. You know what I mean? I'm on fire. I love it. You know what I mean? Like, nothing changed in my life. My wife's still the same. My son's sober. My job's the same. I got the same dog. My daughter's the same. But I just see things different now. You know what I mean? I'm out of my own way. Like, I believe, like, my, like, they say, you know, just sitting in a room, you get the first 3 steps. I don't believe that. You know what I mean? I got down on my knees and made a decision. I never did that. I made the decision to turn my life and will over to the care of God. I didn't do that. You know what I mean? God just, you know, okay, keep me sober today. Let's go. You know what I mean? Just the way I looked at life, just the way I was, the things, and maybe I heard it this way, maybe I didn't hear, you know what I mean? But I just started to see things different. And the 4-step I did, like, I did a 4-step, like I said, like, back when I first got sober. But it's more painful when you're sitting there with 20 years sobriety, writing down the people you hurt, the things you did, the resentments you have, the harms done to others, when you're sitting there with 20 years sobriety. It's more painful. You know what I mean? I don't even have alcohol to blame anyone. That's all me. And I did a 5th step with him, and I went and made amends. You know what I mean? And but there was just, like, a lot of things I missed, like sitting in meetings. I was sitting in meetings, and I had it, and I was. I was selfish. Like, you know, you make it sound like my life was bad. You know, I was out of self. I was with my kids. I was in AA. I was doing things. But just them periods when, you know what I mean, I'm not right, were killing me and hurting everybody around me. I'm thinking, like, I'm sober. I really ain't bothering them. You know, I'm giving you my paycheck. I'm doing this stuff. I got just that thinking, like, entitlement. And, you know what I mean? And it just changed. It changed everything. You know what I mean? Like I said, I sponsor guys now. You know, before I sponsor guys, it'd be like, all right, call me every day. Like, I'm going to keep them sober. You know what I mean? We'll go to a meeting together, and then after, you know, it was just crazy, man. It's a better way to live. You know what I mean? I'm showing people how to find the power they're supposed to have. I ain't their power. You know what I mean? And it's just funny. You know what I mean? Like, I got guys calling me up now, being like me, sitting there like blah, 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 blah. And it's like, the first thing comes out of their mouth, I know I should be praying. I know I should be making meetings. I know I should be helping people, but, you know, that magic word, but. I was like, what do you really need me for? You just answered your own question. You know what I mean? Maybe to process a little bit or whatever. Answer your own question. I never seen none of that stuff. You know what I mean? I thought I had to talk about my problems. I thought I had to, like, you know what I mean, tell you what's going on so you can give me the great answer that's going to go out. And it does work sometimes. God speaks through people. I'm not trying to mock anything. But, like, just for myself, with my experience where I ended up. You know what I mean? And, you know, 6 and 7 stuff. Character defects. I don't drink today. How can I have character defects? You know what I mean? And the amazing thing is, you know what I mean, when I finished that 4-step and I sat down to the 5th step, I seen all my character defects. You know what I mean? And it's just amazing. You know what I mean? I sat in 12 and 12 meetings for, I don't know, 20-some years. I don't know how many step meetings I've been to. And I thought that was the steps. You know what I mean? Or Bill's experience on the steps. I could aim for some of them things in there to try to do. When I read it, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to try to do that. But I didn't even understand none of it, really. You know what I mean? And you know what I mean? I did like 10, 11, and 12, like I said earlier. You know what I mean? 10th step, if I'm wrong, not when I'm wrong, if. And that's a little, you know what I mean? When am I wrong? I'm not on a drink today. I'm a winner. Like, all them things, I just kept playing in my head. And that's the way I'm not, and I don't try to put down AA. I just try to see my experience. You know what I mean? Someone with 20-some years sitting there and really hurting, and I can't get it out of my own way. And didn't even know none of that. You know what I mean? And, you know, it's just funny. Like, I just got involved in AA, and I see AA a different way now. And I try to help people a different way now. Like the guys I sponsor, you know what I mean? There's no ego there. You know what I mean? I just feel better. I just keep me out of the whole thing. Like, I never seen that. I thought AA, we get time, you know what I mean? I stand up, I go speak somewhere, and I mention everybody's name who helped me, and... You know what I mean? I don't really believe none of that stuff no more. You know what I mean? But everybody sitting in these chairs are just instruments. That's what I am today. You know what I mean? I didn't want to drive out here today, really. I really didn't. You know what I mean? I'm not a good speaker. I don't like speaking sometimes. But I believe, like, the power that I have to, I'm meant to be here somewhere. Like Sarah asked me, I can remember the date too because I looked at my phone. December 11th, she asked me to speak. And my higher power already knew I was supposed to come out here and to talk, to help somebody. You know what I mean? Because that's just the way it works. You know what I mean? Because the person was there for me. And every time I've been down, like when I, because you know when I live, like we all live forward, but we see in hindsight. Like every time when I sit back and I do inventory and I take a look at the people that God put in my path, it's amazing, as long as I'm open to it. And like I said, 10, 11, and 12, you know what I mean? Seen them in a totally different light, seen them in a different way. You know what I mean? I do inventory through my day. Like I said, I'm a mailman. And, you know, I'm with guys for like, I don't know, a couple hours a day. And I used to just practice my 10th step because I wanted to do it because I believe it's discipline. You know what I mean? And I leave that office and AA has that blue card and I read it. Did I hurt anybody? Was I dishonest with it? And I just started doing it, and it's a better way to live. You know, am I perfect? No. But you know what? Just the way I feel now, I'm watchful. I'm aware. Like, I never was like that. I just step on the toes of the people I work with or this or that and be okay with it. And 11, you know what I mean? I went to 11. I started 11 step, me and a couple people. And, you know what I mean? I thought it was just like I said, I think it's one page 130 of the big book. You know what I mean? I was like in that spiritual make-believe, like me and God are up here. You know what I mean? And I have to be down on the ground walking with my feet and with these fellas. You know, it's where all the travelers are. And, you know, I just start to see things in a different light with time. And it's funny, like me and my wife, like I said, we've been sober 27 years. We're in this process now. We're doing it. We're helping people a different way. And just the ripple effect of, like, it's a ripple effect. Like, my home group started a big book study on Wednesday nights, and I got the honor to sit up there and share it every Wednesday night through 164 pages, and it's an amazing thing. You know what I mean? Like, if someone would have, like, I remember I went to meetings, and if they opened up a big book, I'd be like, oh, my God, man, it's too late to get out of here now. What time is it? You know what I mean? Is there a speaker meeting over there? Like, you know, and that's the truth. It's painful to say sometimes, or it might be, but that's how I was, tradition meeting. Oh, my God, I don't want to learn nothing. Come on. You know, I didn't want to learn. I just was okay where I was. I stayed on that, you know, like, I grow a little bit and plateau. Then come down, then grow a little bit, plateau, and come down. You know, there was no even flow. You know what I mean? And that's what I'm trying to get today. And that's what I feel today. You know what I mean? I flow through my day most days. You know what I mean? I keep myself down. I do inventory. You know, I do a nighttime inventory. Like, that's something I never did either. I just roll over, say, thanks, God, jump in bed. You know what I mean? I didn't even know there was inventory in the 11th step. I thought you just prayed and asked God in the morning and at nighttime, prayed. You know, I didn't know there was no inventory, asking God to remove that stuff from me. I didn't know none of that stuff. I can be honest about that today, too, because I didn't know. You know what I mean? I thought it was just praying. I didn't know it was an inventory. I didn't know it was just checking myself out. Did I harm anybody? Do I owe amends? Because I just keep carrying that stuff over and over and over into the next day. And, you know, step 12, you know what I mean? Taking people through the steps, showing people, you know what I mean? Put my hand out. I remember this one meeting, you know what I mean? Like there was a meeting I went to every morning at 9 o'clock down in Wissanoming AM, and it was guys were like, 20, 30, 40 years there. They were like my father. Like, I do love Alcoholics Anonymous. It may sound like a little bit like I bash it, but I love Alcoholics Anonymous. Them people, like, I can go to my mom and dad's house right now and say, I don't feel too good. I'm a little dishonest, I'm a little this. And they look at me like, oh, you ain't changed. You're the same person. I come here, you tell them, you understand where I'm at. You understand what I've been through. You know what I mean? Like, this is the greatest thing ever happened to me. And, you know, like I said, we're supposed to come out here today. Me and my wife are supposed to come. My son, all the people from my home group coming out here. And she couldn't make it out here. And but it's like, she's nothing like me. It's a funny thing. I'll just say one thing. Like, I used to sit there. I sat there and watched her every day. Like, I'd come downstairs or she'd come downstairs and she'd pick up the 24-hour day books, pick up this book. She'd meditate. She'd pray. She'd go to church. She'd do these things, seeking God all the time. You know what I mean? I didn't do none of that stuff. I'm sitting right next to a, practically a spiritual giant in my eyes. You know what I mean? I was just doing all this stuff, and I was always like, I'm okay. You know what I mean? And I paid the price. So you know what? Like, I like to talk like this, and I'll talk like this because you know what? You don't have to feel this way in sobriety. Like, I sit in a Wednesday meeting, and I hear people sometimes, like, you know, because I was the same way, so I really can't say nothing. People with time will be like, oh, just take your time and do that. Why suffer? You know what I mean? Why suffer in Alcoholics Anonymous? You don't have to suffer. You know, I mean, you're going to maybe whatever, I can't say, but why suffer? You know what I mean? It's just amazing. You know what I mean? You get into the book, you do the things you have to do, and you carry this message, you go on with life. You know what I mean? I know problems come up and all, but why sit there and suffer? Why carry this stuff around? You know what I mean? Like, when I came in, like, I was an alcoholic because you're an alcoholic. You know what I mean? I'm an alcoholic because you put your hand up and said you're an alcoholic. I don't know what made me an alcoholic. You know what I mean? I don't know none of that stuff. I just sat in the rooms and hoped I'd get it by osmosis. And some things happen, some things didn't. I just, you know what I mean? Like, I love the way this program works. I love the way the Big Book is. You know what I mean? And I hate being like, you know what I mean? Sometimes you feel like when you're around people with time, like a lot of people look, you're a Big Book thumper now. You know what I mean? Your friends look at you a little different. But, like, that's just the path I've been on. You know what I mean? And more good has come out of this. You know what I mean? And more good to help people. Like, that's the whole thing I got out of this. You know what I mean? That third step prayer. Like, all this time I'm coming to meetings, I'm here for me. I'm not here for me. I'm here for you. You know, I'm here for that person who's still suffering. That's my purpose, not to be here for me. You know, it's to get free of me so I can help you. And it's a beautiful way to live. You know what I mean? I just can't believe the rewards. And you know, when Sarah asked me to speak, like I said, I don't like to speak. I'm not a real good speaker. I know that. Like, I know that limitation about myself. It's not like I'm going to be wowing everybody. But I got to, you know, and when I'm asked to speak, I do what AA says. I come carry the message I have. Message, you know what I mean? It's the only one I have. It's my experience. You know what I mean? God bless me, brought me to this point now, and hopefully I can keep carrying this for another 27 years. You know what I mean? With His grace. And it's a beautiful way to live. So if you're new, not so new, and like this is a pretty good group, I guess, and you know, just get into the work. Just do the work. Save yourself the suffering. You know what I mean? Because like the pain, all the pain I got was in my resistance to change. Like it says in there, holding on to old ideas. Like I constantly held on to old ideas. Like I said, I'd come to meetings and I'd be like, well, I can work 12 hours a day. You can't work. You know what I mean? I seen people that didn't work. I was always looking for the differences in people. Now I'm one of you. You know, I'm the same as you. There is no, you know what I mean? Because that's something I always try to separate myself from you so I can feel better. I don't even know why it is. Disease of alcoholism is my thinking. And, you know, I hope I help somebody tonight. Like I said, I ain't a real long speaker. And I just want to thank you for asking me to come up here. And thanks for my life.